Okay, moving?
Yep.
Okay. Today's daf is daf Samach Vav in Meseches Nedarim. We continue with the Mishnah, with Mishnayos discussing, as we said, the second half of the Masechta, second part of the Masechta deals with not making Nedarim, but getting out of Nedarim. So that's what we continue with on the top of Samach Vav and Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Poschin v'yabim tovim u'bishabasos. You're allowed to have a Pesach regarding Shabbos and Yontif. Meaning, what does that mean? So the Ran says, let's first do the other pshat. The Ritva suggests that what it means is a person makes a neder for a certain amount of days not to drink wine or not to eat meat. And they say to him, did you know that Shabbos and Yontif were included in those days? He's like, oh, no, I didn't realize it. So he says, oh, if you would have known, you know, would you have said it? No. That's what it means, poschim b'Shabbos v'Yontif. Had you known that the days of Shabbos and Yontif were included in the days that you were no der, would you have made the neder? That's the Ritva. Pirish, shekon sha'aser alav ma'achal yamim rabim stam, you are oser a maichal a certain amount of days, v'yish b'chlalan Shabbos yom tovim, v'hu ayasavar she'inim b'chlal nidro. He thought they weren't b'chlal as neder, somehow. I guess it wasn't seven straight days, because then you have to know that there's a Shabbos there. But he was told there a certain amount of days that he did not realize that Shabbos and Yontif were b'chlal as neder. And we say, if you would have known, it's b'chlal yeder, would you have made the neder? He says, no. The Ran is a little different focus. The Ran says, on the top line, Ilu ha'yisa yodea sha'asul hitztar b'Shabbos. He knew it was a Shabbos was amongst those days, but maybe he didn't realize that it's asur to be mitztar on Shabbos. So that's what we say to him. If you would have known that you're not allowed to be mitztar, not allowed to be saying on Shabbos, would you have made the neder? And the answer is no. And in that way, you could be matir him. This is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Reish Peches, the Shulchan Aruch there discusses not being mitztar or misane on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Aser lehisanos b'Shabbos atshei shos. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos until Chatzos. You're not allowed to fast. Afilu lo meidu mispalel aser, says the Rama. Even if you're learning and davening, it's aser. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos until Chatzos. Says the Mishnah Berura. The alkein shelo kedin osin mixas kehilos. It's not right what some communities do. She misanim b'Shabbos atzamach lechatzos alexerus. Right, that they fast until Chatzos because of decrees. There's an easy way to get out of it. Just take a little drink in the morning. Take a little drink before you go to shul, so you're not fasting. There's an issur to fast until Chatzos on Shabbos. The next Mishnah Berurah also says, ulafizeh, since the Ramah says, even if you're davening, it's asur, hashliach tzibur sheminagin achazin, that is being extra lengthy, vein yotzei mibeis haknesses ad achar sheish, and you don't leave shul, sometimes you have a lo chazit, you don't get out of shul until after chatzos, or even if he finishes before chatzos, he'll finish 3 minutes before chatzos. Look, I finished. No, that's not good enough. You got to make sure that people are able to make kiddush before chatzos. Shaloka hogenheim, it's not a proper. Uver prat b'chorif shayim k'tzarm, especially in the winter months, so that chatzos could be at 11:40. U'mikol shekein b'yantif, levad Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Rosh Hashanah is a separate deal, separate issue. Right, we mentioned in the past, Rosh Hashanah, some go'onim say it's a mitzvah to fast. So we don't paskin that way, but there's more of a time of fasting on Rosh Hashanah than on any other yantif and on Shabbos. So again, the easy way to get out of this, if somebody knows they're going to be in a shul with a chazin, goes a little long, not going to get up to that chatzos, just take a drink in the morning. Take a cup of coffee, take something in the morning. After Shachmas, you can't take anything. Because once the Chiv of Kiddush kicks in, which is after Shachmas, you can't even drink water. Masha'enkin, in the morning, before davening, the Chiv of Kiddush did not kick in yet, and therefore, one's allowed to drink water without making Kiddush. So that's the Mishnah Berurah here. What's the source of the Isser Tainus on Shabbos? You're not allowed to be Mitzar on Shabbos, what's the source? So this is a machlokas. Is it a din d'araisa or d'rabbanan? The Bir Alacha here quotes Yesh Deus Baposkim Im Hurak Mi Divrei Sofrim Mi Divrei Kabbalah Mi Dechsiv Akarasa LaShabbos Oneg O Mi D'araisa. Might be an Isser Tainus d'araisa. Dechsiv Echlu Hayom. Right, the Makar for three meals on Shabbos. Pasuk says the parashat B'Shalach Hayom three times in the same pasuk. Echlu Hayom K'Shabbos Hayom LaShem Shabbos Lo Tim Se'u Basadeh. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alacha here in Reish Peches has a suffik. Whether that has a smach d'araisa, or it is divrei kabbalah. One other point is the next siman. Right, we're talking about being mitztar on Shabbos. The Rama quotes in Reish Peches Beis, mi sheyishlo oneg im yivke. What if you enjoy crying? Why? Kedei sheyelech hatzar mi libo. A person is very upset about something, because sometimes we feel better after we cry about it. Somewhat cathartic. Are we allowed to cry that type of cry on Shabbos? So stop crying, mishum mourning, mishum something sad, right? That's sar. So you know how to do that on Shabbos if it's controllable. So the Ramah says that you're allowed to cry if you know it's going to make you feel better. So the Ramah says, yeah, it's mutter. That's what the Ramah says. It's in Reish Peches. But there's a machlokas haposkim had it on the end this Ramah. The Taz, they're both quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Taz says, you know what kind of cry we're talking about that's allowed on Shabbos? The cry that you're so dovet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't know what to do with yourself. That's the type of cry that you're allowed to cry. Like Rabbi Akiva used to cry when he read Shir HaShirim. That's the type of cry that you're allowed to cry on Shabbos that the Ramah is talking about. That's the Taz. I will stop livko those conditions. Army libo. But if you're upset about something else, you know how to cry on Shabbos. You have to control yourself. It's not a day to cry. The Elio Rabba says no. Tosef Shabbos. They're matir. But still, crying sometimes make you feel better. So that's not considered tsar on Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to cry. Machlokas, the Ramah doesn't sound like he's limiting himself to how the Taz understands it, but that is the machlokas aposka. But again, this whole siman talks about fasting. What about a tainus chalom? You're allowed to be misana like that. What if you don't enjoy eating? Do you have a chiyuv to eat? But this whole siman is all about fasting. Or other tsaris, other tsar on Shabbos, and that's exactly what this Mishnah says, that poschin, if somebody makes a neder, and it ends up that it's included in Shabbos, and Shabbos and the other are included in the neder, so then we say that the neder is you can be matir the neder. There is an important Rambam, just to mention, and then we'll move on. An important Rambam. You need she'ela by if you make a neder to fast on Shabbos. So it sounds like Shabbos Yatif. What does it sound like from our Mishnah? What does it sound like from our Mishnah? You need she'ela? Is it automatically undone? Sounds like no. You have to poschit. You need a Pesach. You need a Pesach. It sounds like you have to do something. You have to go to the Rebbe and get a Pesach. So the Rambam writes in Uchaz Adarim. Hanoder se yatsum b'Shabbos o b'yatif chayiv latsum. It's chal, right? Because it's chal. We learned the end of the first parak, last amud, daf yud gimel. A neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah. So if you make a neder to fast on Shabbos and Yatif, you're chayiv to fast shahanedarim chalos al divrei mitzvah. Kmo shebi arnu. That's what the Rambam says. That's why you need she'ela in these cases. V'chein hanoder sheyatzum yom rishon yom shlishi kol yamav. I make a neder. I'm going to fast every Sunday and Tuesday forever. And all of a sudden, I know not Shabbos, I'm never going to be Shabbos, but it could be a yantif, right? So upagabo yom zeh v'hari hu yantif o erev yom hakipurim hare zeh chayev latzum. So you have to fast. And then there's chalad advar mitzvah. It's chayev latzum. Ve'in tzarech lomer rosh chodesh. And for sure rosh chodesh, you have to fast. Unless, like our mission says, you have to make a Pesach. But then the Rambam adds, pagabo chanukah v'purim yidach en nidro mipnei hayamim ha'elu. Right, that it's pushed aside is neder. Hol v'isar atzom behen mi divrei sofrim hein tzrichen chizik v'yidach anidro b'bnei gzeres chachamim. Purim and Chanukah are even stronger because divrei rabbanan tzrichen chizik, divrei Torah ain't tzrichen chizik. So Chanukah Purim, you don't even have to be matir neder. That's automatically. Rambam Hilchos Nedarim paragimel halachates. What's very important about this Rambam besides the Chanukah and Purim chilek? Eating Erev Yom Kippur. This is the only place in Mishnah Torah where the Rambam mentions eating Erev Yom Kippur. Nowhere in Shvi'is HaZasar does he mention that there's a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. The only place he mentions it is right here. Hilchos Nedarim Paragimel Halacha Tes. And if you make a neder, that's going to be chal an Erev Yom Kippur. It's what you have to get a she'ela. So it's mashma, that's a mitzvah. Big mystery. Why doesn't he mention it? Why does he mention the mitzvah of eating? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Soloveitchik both say the same point, that even though we discussed a couple of days ago, we referred to it, that what's behind the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, is it... Do we have an Emes Le'Yaakov here? I forgot to bring it. I don't think so. I don't think we have an Emes Le'Yaakov here. Says, even though most of Mepharshim explained, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is either as a din of hachana, preparing for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you is a chasi Hashem to prepare for the tzom. It's a mitzvah to get prepared. And the other pshat is no, it's a din of sudas Yom Kippur, like we had tosfos earlier, like the Rabbi Yoda writes in the Shari Tshuva. You can't have, it's a sudas yantif. You can't have it on Yom Kippur, so you push it up. Many nafkamina. What about women? What about starting the night before? What about bread? What about if you know you're not going to fast anyway because you're sick? What if you're a great faster and you're not going to need to eat the day before? Many different nafkamina. But the Rav Soloveitchik and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky both say a third pshat. They say no, the din of eating is so that you can have a shvisa nikeres. in order to have the contrast. Just like the Rambam writes by Hilchas Muksa, the Rambam quotes three reasons why the Chachamim came up with the concept of Muksa on Shabbos, the end of Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam writes, so you can have a Shvisani Keres. Because let's say somebody doesn't work. Let's say, think back to the olden days. There was no electricity, there was no cars. There was no, let's say you were sitting in bottled all day. You were Yoshe Kronos. So what does Shabbos look different than weekday for? So if you, certain things they say you can't touch, so that's a Shvisa Nikaris. You have to have the contrast to show that Shabbos is different. So they both said, maybe that's what the Rambam thinks about Yom Kippur, eating Erev Yom Kippur. It's not a din of mitzvah of eating, because then he would have written that in mitzvah Shvisa Zasar. It's a din of, you have to eat so that Yom Kippur looks like Yom Kippur. It's a Shvisa Nikaris. So it's more of a backhanded mitzvah. So that's why he only quotes it here in Hilchos Nedarim. Okay, that is the suggestion of, again, of the Rav and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to explain why the Rambam only quotes it here, connected to our Mishnah.
Okay.
Yeah. If he does it for the Chanukah and Purim. So what about Hutter Mitzvah Hutter Kulo? That's the next one. So Chanukah is going to be batel.
So.
Is a bottle right away, or at the point that maybe, let's say you have a week of you're okay. So I'm not sure. Is a bottle right away? Do you have to keep up until that day, or is it bottle? Maybe it's based on the we're about to have. Netesh Hutu Mekzatz Hutu Kulo. So you know that's going to be Hutar. So I'm not sure exactly if you have to keep till that day. Yeah.
Is there a mitzvah to eat on Chanukah?
The mitzvah to eat on Chanukah. So there's an Isser Tainus. There's no Chi of Seuda. Right, that's what the Lavush, the famous Lavush, the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Purim was the spirit, the physical annihilation dangers. That's why we have a Chiyuv of Seuda. While Chanukah was only the spiritual annihilation dangers. That's why there's no Chiyuv of Seuda, but there is an Isotinus. Okay. So says the Mishnah. Barishona, Haya Omrin, Osan, Hayamim, Mutarim, Shakalim, Asurim. So the rest of the Mishnah we've had already. Originally, they said that those days are mutter, and the rest of the days are aser. The rest of the days are aser. Only those days are mutter. Achav, Rabbi Kiva, v'limeish neder shehu michlalo or miksasa huter kulo. So Rabbi Kiva said, no, once the neder, part of it is hutar, then all of it is hutar. So again, Rabbi Benun asked, does that mean right away? Because you know, let's say in a week from now, it's going to be Chanukah. Does that mean even now you don't have to keep it? I'm not sure. Do more research. Huter kulo, but once a little bit is mutter, then all of it is mutter. What's the source of this halacha? Huta Miksasa Huta Kulo, which we discussed earlier, if you remember back on Daf Chavav, you see it says on the side. So the Machlok is here in the Rishonim. The Ran here quotes a Yerushalmi, on the third line of the Ran. The Ran says, Yalfidon Labi Yerushalmi, it's a Pasuk. Mi Dechsiv Kachal Hayotse Mi Piv Yaseh. Right, what does it say by a neder? You have to do everything that comes out of your mouth. Demashma Dafka Bishakulo Kayam. You have to do everything that comes out of your mouth. If some of it you're not going to be able to do, so that's not everything, so the whole thing falls away. So it's based on a Pasuk, says the Ran. The Rush quotes that this is different. The Rush quotes a Svara. The Rush, this is in my version, it's on the last medium line of the Rush. The last medium line says the Rush, even though you only find a Pesach on part of it, not all of it. Why? Why is it Hutem Mekzatz Hutem Kulo? To lo nader meikara ela al dash in his kayim kulo. Tzenumdina. We assume this was your das. Your das was only, you took a package deal neder. If you can't do everything, if I can't fast every Monday and Thursday for the rest of my life, I'm not fasting at all. Right? It's an umdina. We assume this is what the person meant. So that's why, if some of it gets ruined, so we can throw the whole thing out. Nimsa hataras mikzaso pasach lekulo. So the Ran says it's a pasuk, focuses on a pasuk, and the Rosh says no, it's more of a svar. If you remember back, there was an important Ran we did on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. Well, those of you who have the Ars call, I'm not sure if it's in that chalik, right? It's not in that chalik. But just to remember, the Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, we had the Ran discussed certain limitations on this principle of Huter Miksas and Huter Kulo. The Ran, first of all, quoted Machlokas Rishonim, does Huter Miksas and Huter Kulo only apply by Pesach? We remember there's two ways to get out of a neder, a Pesach or a Charata. A Pesach, if you would have known this, or Charata, I feel bad. I feel bad about it. So Pesach versus Charata, which we're going to talk more about as the Masechta goes on. So does the principle of Huter Miksas and Huter Kulo only apply by Pesach or even by Charata? So that was the Machlokes that the Ran quoted there. The Ramban says only applies by Pesach. Dafka b'neder shudai de Pesach. She don't mix as l'nejei toast. That's like a mistake. How do you know? You didn't know. It's a new thing. But Charata, you knew everything. You just feel bad about it. You just feel bad. You knew exactly what it was going to be, but you just feel very bad about it. So we're not going to say Huter Miksas or Huter Kulo there. While the quotes Tosfos says, no, even by Charata it works. That was one limitation the Ran said. Hutu b'chadu b'kula only applies by Pesach possibly, and maybe not by Charata. Then he quoted, it's only if it's in one Lashon, Kalom Yachad, fine. But then he also quotes, it only applies by Hataras Chacham, and not by Hafaras Habal, which we're going to get more into as the Masechta goes on. A Chacham, when a Chacham is about to the Neder, he's ochre the Neder Meikara originally. He uproots it originally, so therefore you say, once the big part of it falls away, the whole thing falls away. But a Baal doesn't do that. A Baal stops it right now. What the Gemara calls Megas Gaius, but it cuts it right now. So maybe there by Hafaras Habal you would not say, right now this is cut, but the rest of it still stands. So maybe it's limited to Hataras Chacham and not to Hafaras Habal. So those were a couple of important limitations that Ron mentioned before. One other limitation that the Ritva mentions here, and that is, Huta Miksatza Huta Kulo does not apply to a Nidui. Let's say somebody is excommunicated, and Bezdin gets rid of part of the excommunication. They're matir part of the nidui, so then we don't say it's all gotten rid of. Lafuke nidui acherem bezdin shavavish hutem exasa lo huter kulo lafisha ena heter bali de pesach vacharata the enu oker mitchilasa. So the Ritva says that limit.
Pesach and charata also is a difference between one's
bikanalav. Pesach and charata, can you say possibly right? One maybe one's bikanalav charata is maybe also bikanalav haba while Pesach is. That would be the same svara. We discussed that originally. All right. Okay. Let's go weiter. Tketzat. So what are examples of huter miksatza huter kulo? Omar. So again, the Ron says, look at the previous Gemara we've had. We discussed this. Omar konim she'ini nana l'kulchem. Somebody says, I'm not going to get hana from any of you. Huter achan man huter kulo huter kulon. So if one of them is hutar, that he's able now to get benefit from one of them, they're huter kulon, then all, he's able to get benefit from all of them. She'ini nehene loze v'loze. So there was a machlokes, how to understand this line earlier. We're going to go with one shita, which is the maskana earlier, and that is, this is a case where you made a neder that we were tola zebazet. Meaning you said amasa to Ruvain, and then you say amasa to Shimon like amasa to Ruvain. And then you say amasa to Levi like amasa to Shimon. Meaning they piggyback on each other in terms of the nedarim. So in that case, huta harishon, huta kulon. If you get rid of the first one, then they all fall away. Because the first one was the one that they were all totally on, so once the first one falls away, they all fall away. Hutar ha'achron, but the opposite, if you just get rid of the last one, ha'achron mutav v'kulon asurin. The earlier ones are not totally on the later ones, so if you just get rid of the later one, then they are all still intact. Okay, but that's a case where it was not one package deal. Because you don't apply Hutar b'ksatz Hutar kulo there. They were separate nedarim. Amasa to Ruvain. And then you say, Amasa to Shimon, based on, just like Amasa to Ruvain. That's a separate nether. That's not Hutar b'ksatz Hutar kulo. That's just Tola Zebazet. Continue. She'eni nene lozek karban ulozek karban. If I make, I use a separate lashon by each person, I'm not going to get an off from this person, and whatever I get an off is like a carbon to me, and it's like a carbon to me, so you can pass off the galachan of echa. Those are separate nedarim, because you use the lashon of carbon by each person, and therefore each one is separate. The mafarish just adds on the fourth line on top, afal pisha omar kolta inosav besoch kedei dibur. Even though, we're going to talk more about this later on, in about 10 blot, there's a principle called toch kedei dibur. Everything within a few seconds of time is considered as if the same halachic moment. But still, even though you said that, because you said the word carbon by each one, still we say each one is a separate net. Next. Konim sha'yayin sha'ani toim sha'yayin ra'la me'yayim. Person says, it's usur for me to drink wine because yayin's bad for me. Wine's bad for me. And then all of a sudden, people tell him, didn't you hear about the newest study on the radio? Right, whenever you want to hear something's good or bad, just listen a few more days. Right, this is good for you, it's bad for you, always changes. So whatever you want. Certain things, I guess, are always bad. But generally, everything else changes. So according to Manchester, he says, wine's bad for me. Amru lova halom ha-miyushan yafala miyayim. What do you mean? Miyushan wine? That's great, miyushan wine. What's miyushan? Not yashan? Some rishonim say yashan means a year old, miyushan means more than that. Right, from 3 years ago. So don't you know old wine is good for you? Hutar b'miyushan. Automatically, the Ron says, without having a Pesach, right? Automatically, miyushan is mutter because it's considered a nether shel ta'us because you didn't know, or at least a nether al tnai. V'lo b'miyushan bilvad huter, and not only is miyushan mutter, ela b'chol hayayin, all wine, because again, you said wine in one package, so we say huter miksoso hutar kula. And the same thing with onions. Konam batal sheni toim shel batal rada lev. I make a nether from onions because onions are bad for my heart. Amru lo bahalo ha kufri yafalo lev. What do you mean? The kufri onion? That's great. That's great for your heart. Huta b'kufri. So we say again, automatically, the kufri is mutter. V'lo b'kufri bilvad hutar. And not only on the kufri, el b'chol b'tzalim, but all onions. All onions are mutter. Maisa, hayav, he threw a remeir b'chol b'tzalim. Remeir mattered a person to have all b'tzalim once the kufri one was mutter. Ask the Tiferes Yisrael, why do you need both? The wine case and the onion case. Isn't the same thing? Same thing, you know, once you find out it's good for you, then it's mutter. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, maybe you might have limited it to wine. Because at least wine, the wines that were in Miyushin are eventually going to be Miyushin. So maybe you could say all wines in the same category. Not only is Miyushin mutter, but all wines are mutter, because they're all going to become Miyushin. But a non-kufri onion will never become a kufri. Are the two different types of onions. So there, maybe you would have said you wouldn't put it all together. And you wouldn't be able to say, Huta miksasa huta kulo, kamash balan, even there you can. That's the chiddush of the Bitzel. Okay, Gemara. Huta ha'achron, ha'achron muta v'kulanu asurin. Like we said in the Mishnah, in the case where you're tola one on the other, if the last one is mutter, then only the last one is mutter, kulan asurin. There should be like a v'chulu here, because the following line in the Gemara is going on the next comment of the Mishnah. Mantana, who is the author of the Mishnah who said in our Mishnah that if you use the word carbon by each person, it's considered a separate neder? Who is that like? Omar, Rav Rabbi Shimon he. It's like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. De Omar, who said in Mesechah Shavuos, Achiyomar Shavuol HaKalechad Ve'echad. What's the case? We know there's a concept called Shavuos HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon, one of the Ashamos, one of the five Averis you do for a carbon Asham, the end of Parashas Vayikra. The Torah describes Shavuos HaPikadon. What is that? I go over to you and say, you have my money. You have my Pikadon. You stole from me. Anything that has to do with money that you have of mine, and you deny it, and you swear about it. I swear I don't have your pikadon. I swear I don't have I didn't steal from you. If you swear that you don't know testimony about money, that you can give testimony, that's a different. That's Shavuos Ha'edus. I think that's an Olav Yored. But by an Asham, by Asham Pikadon, Asham Gezelos. That's what we say in Ezel Makomun, if we have time. Asham Gezelos, that's the Shavuos Ha'edus. So let's say five creditors come over to you and say, each of them say, you owe me money. So, and you say to them, Shvua, I swear to you and you and you and you and you that I don't owe you anything. So is that one carbon or five carbonas? What if you say, Shvua to you, and Shvua to you, and Shvua to you, and Shvua to you, and Shvua? Use the Lashon Shvua by each one. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon Shita said, if you use the word Shvua by each one, so that's a separate carbon. So says the Mish, says the Gemara, that's related to here. If you use the word carbon by each one, that's a separate neder, so too. That's like Reb Shimon, who says if you use the word shvua by each one, so that is a separate shvuas hapikato. We've discussed in the past that the Reb Chaim discusses whether shvuas hapikato is more of a din of a shvua, an iser shvua, or an iser gezel. Different makoros, exactly where that should be categorized best. Is it really a din of stealing, but you stole through a shvua? Or is it a din of a shvua, and happens to be a certain type of shvua that has to do with money? So again, Reb Chaim al-Rambam discusses that question. Okay, koyin ma'im shani toim v'chulu. If you make a neder again that you're not going to taste wine, and you find out that the wine is good, v'tebeglei de'in rach. Why did the Mishnah ask the Gemara have to jump where they say to him, "Hey, wine's good for you"? Why couldn't they just say wine is not bad for you? He made a neder. I'm not going to drink wine because wine's bad for me. Why don't they just say, "Hey, wine's neutral"? Wine doesn't do anything. Why do you have to say wine's good for you? So where it says you're right. Amar b'yabba va'od yafik tani. Not only is it not bad, but it's good. Just saying an extra point. Konim basel. Sorry? What was the question?
It is good for you. That's what I said.
Oh, so 1 second. Let's just finish for a minute. Konim basel shani toim. Right, what about, again, the same question about the onions. Amar b'yabba va'od yafik tani. So you're saying that was just ma'aseh shehayah. If Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is writing down what the most minimal, isn't it? Bigger chiddush would be less. Bigger chiddush would be even if it's just not bad for you. If it's good for you, it's just the total opposite of what you said.
But that's not true.
So you say just as the Messias, to the Messias. Okay. The Shem Zayin Balacha just has the Ha'ara here where he says, you see from here that there are three categories. There's good, medium, and bad. Right, because the Gemara Dafka jumped to say there's a category called Ein Ra. Just because something is Ein Ra doesn't mean that it's in either category. Why Nafka Mina? Let's say you tell somebody that you're going to sell them. He quotes some Shuvas, quotes a Shuvah that Tzemach Tzedek. Let's say I'm supposed to give you good clothes, and I give you medium clothes. Medium clothes are not bad. So if something's not bad, is it automatically good? If something's not good, is it automatically bad? So the post can discuss this. Is this are there three categories in halacha, or are there only two categories? There's good, there's bad, and there's medium. So here you have to put this Mishnah in that discussion, because it's the Gemara says there's an Ein Ra, and then it says Va'od Yafef. Oh, there's another category of good. So that's what he quotes here. Right? I mean, we know on Rosh Hashanah, we know there are Tzadikim, there are Rishayim, and there are Beinonim. We know there's a Beinoni category, Mechza al Mechza, but that is the discussion here at the Shamsan Tana Balacha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Poskin la'adam bechvod atzmo u bechvod banav. Person can have a Pesach bechvod atzmo. What does that mean? Let's see what the Mishnah explains. Omrim lo, ilu ha'isa yodeya shalamachar omrin alecha. A person makes a neder that he's going to divorce his wife. And then they say to him, if you would know that tomorrow, omrim alecha, kachi vesa shaploni, this is what this guy does, makarish is nashav. This is his third wife, he's divorced already. If you know that people are going to start talking like that about you, would you have done, made such a nether that you have to divorce his wife? That's an example of bechvod atzmo. V'albanosecha yir omer, on your daughters they say, b'nos gerusha saying, oh, these daughters are daughters of a grusha, ma ra be'iman shel elul hisgarish, the gerusha on the side, he must have seen something in this mother to divorce her. V'amar ilu yisi yodeya shekein lo yisi noder eze mutter. So that's posim bechvod banav. Right, so what exactly does that mean? Ra ra iman shal elul hisgarish. So the Rosh explains he must have found a dvar erva, and therefore the children could be chashash mamzerim. That's the chashash that's going on here. That's the Rosh, the third last to last line of the Rosh. Imlot shematza ba ervas davar v'nimsa shepogim is banav. So that's the serious issue here. Relates to the last mission in Gittin. Let's mention again why a person has a right to divorce his wife. The other Rishonim, the Ritva, and others say maybe it's not so extreme. It's just that he must have found something, and the daughter's probably going to follow the mother. Kibita ki'ima, says the Ritva. And therefore not as extreme as the Rush says. But what's the case here? Interesting. The case here, a person makes a neder to divorce his wife. He asked Rabbi Yosef Engel, Gilyoni Ashas, is that a get me'usa? We know you have to give a get out of the good. A man has to give a get out of the goodness of his own heart. Okay, the Rambam says you could jump on the guy and punch him and say if he has to give a get, and if he halachically has to give a get, and until he says kofenos hashiyomah rotsani. But he ultimately said rotsani, famous Rambam in the Hilchos Gittin, that really he wants to, but it's just yesahara is just preventing him from saying rotsani. So there are cases, but fundamentally the din is you can't be forced to give a get. Get meusa. So here, he makes a neder that he has to give a get, so he has to fulfill his neder. So is this a get me'usa? And if you want to say it is a get me'usa, so that it's an impossible neder to fulfill, so it shouldn't be chal in the first place. So mimanoshach, it says that it's a circle. Ne'bitshuva herachti, I don't know where his tshuva is, le'inyin nishba lagarish im lo chashiv get me'usa, ho'ova haya anas mikoha chashvua. U'mashadati b'shuva mimanoshach, I chashiv get me'usa, ein b'yodol l'kayim shvuasov, ha'al yishuva shav, v'lo chala. So mimanoshach. He has that discussion, he says it doesn't have the answer, but he just brings that up. You have to question whether, if somebody makes a neder to divorce his wife, would that be an example of a forced get, which he has to fulfill? Continues the Mishnah. Konam, second wide line. Konam shani nosi es plonis kura. This is what we brought up yesterday. The Gemara quoted it. It's aser for me to marry that ugly woman. Vaharina, and really she was beautiful. Shachor Vahari Levana, that Shachar woman, the black woman, Vahari Levana, she's white. Kitsar Vahari Arucha, she's very short, and she she ends up being very tall. Mutterba, he's mutter to marry her. Why? Lomavde Shikur Vanasas Na'a, Shachor Vanasas Levana, Kitsar Vanasas Arucha, not because anything changed. Ella, Shaneder Tas. It was all a mistake. It was all a mistake. He didn't realize the Metzias. So the Metzias was wrong when he made the Neder. Umay Sabechad, and there was even a story. Shanadar Mibasa Choso. Person makes a neder from his niece, right? We discussed that a couple days ago. 2 points. A, marrying your niece. The Gemara says it's great. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said it's not good. We discussed the Noda Behuda about the Shuv Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that he must have meant that only for his children because he can't say things against the Gemara. That was one discussion that we had. And the other discussion was, based on Tosfos and Yevamos, why does it specify the daughter of your sister, not the daughter of your brother? They're both your niece. Why does the Gemara specifically say that it's a mitzvah to marry the daughter of your sister? So the Rashbam said, Lav Dafka. We had other answers to answer that question based on Tosfos and Yevamos. I think that was Friday's daf. So a person makes a neder from his tznis, Hanaya, v'echnisu ala bayis Rabbi Yishmael v'yipua, and Rabbi Yishmael took her into his house and made her beautiful. Amar lo Rabbi Yishmael, b'ni mizuna darta, from this woman you made a neder? Amar lo lav, no, I didn't know she could look like this. V'hitira Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael matered them to get married. Ba'osa shabach Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael cried, v'yomar b'nos Yishmael, no, saying, El Shani is Manav Lassa, and all Bnos Yisrael are beautiful, except sometimes the situation makes them not look so beautiful. But he cried, and really, they were beautiful. Again, this reminds us, a little reminiscent, this story of Ksubas Daf Yud. Ksubas Daf Yud, where the Gemara quotes a story in a famine year. Hudas al Kamid Rebbe, Amrilei Rebbe, Ba'alti v'lo Matzasi Dam. Right, the person would live with his wife, and in the next morning he says, Rebbe, I didn't find Dam. Armalo Rebbe, a dime psula, you see. Rebbe, I was a psula. Vishnei Bitsaras Havi, it's a famine year. They're all gaunt. Ra, Rebbe Shepanim Shchorim, Rebbe saw that their faces were all dirty. Tziva Olem, Hechnisim Lamerchat, he gave them a nice shower. Vechilim Hishkam, gave them a nice meal. Vechisim Lacheder, Baal Umatzadam. Armalo Lech, Zacheb Mechacha, enjoy your marriage. So again, you find sometimes the external forces might have an effect on the physical appearance and the physical abilities of people. Ukishemes Rabbi Yishmael, Hayu Bnos Yisrael, Nosos Kina Va'omros, and when Yishmael died, the Bnos Yisrael, who knew they had a friend in Rabbi Yishmael, they cried and they said, Bnos Yisrael, Al Rabbi Yishmael Bechena, Bnos Yisrael cry about Rabbi Yishmael. Uchenhu Omer B'Shaul, also says about Shaul, Bnos Yisrael, El Shaul Bechena, cry about Shaul. Right, this is the beginning of Shmuel Beis. Right, who sung about this? Who said this Kina? David Amelech. So the Mefarshim there on Navi point out, it just shows you how L'shem Shemayim David was. Just the whole second half of Shmuel Aleph, Shaul was trying to kill David. Shaul was trying to kill David, and David kept saying over and over again, David had chances to kill him, but he didn't. He kept saying, I'm L'shem Shemayim, he's going to be the next king, but he's trying to say, Shaul, calm down. So even after Shaul dies, he cries and sings a kina about Shaul HaMelech, how he finds out after exactly what happened in the discussion. Was it suicide? Did he ask the Nar to do it? Different psukim pointed different directions. But either way, David HaMelech sings about Shaul HaMelech. Okay. Ask the Gemara, Maisa Listar. I don't understand, says the Gemara. First, the Mishnah said that if something changes after you make the neder, then it's not good. If you say, if she's ugly and then she becomes beautiful, it's no good. And then we quote a story that says just the opposite. Rabbi Shmuel did that. So Maisa Listar, the Gemara says, Chisuri Machsur, and other words are missing, Mahakik Tani. This is what the Mishnah should say. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel argues, Afilu Ku'ura Venasis No'eh, Shkor Venasis Levonik Sor Venasis Arucha. Even if she becomes something different afterwards, still, that's good enough for the Tzimatu Neder. And then, Maisa Be'echash, another, Mibasa Choso, the Chisul, the Beis Rabbi Yishmael, V'Yipu, V'Chulu. Right, therefore, it is a Machlokas. Machlokas, we've shown him here. The Ran says that Rabbi Yishmael holds like Rabbi Elazar, Poschen Benolad. Rabbi Yishmael is Machlokas Tanam here, holds like Rabbi Elazar, from Shabbos is Da, Poschen Benolad. We don't Paschen like this. The Rosh says no. Rabbi Yishmael is even according to the Rabbanan, that we hold, ain't Poschen Benolad. But you know what the svara is? If Rabbi Shmuel can make her beautiful, it must be that she really wasn't ugly in the first place. It wasn't that anything was changing anyway. The rush, last line in the rush. V'tir Rabbi Shmuel, dekasavar, kivan sheyecholun liaposa, lo haisakur meikara. It must be that she wasn't ugly in the first place. And that applies to also the shachor and levana, and how does that apply to short and tall? Short and tall. So the Rishash says, yeah, if somebody becomes tall, they're short, and then all of a sudden they have a growing spurt, that shows that they had in within them, they had tall genes within them. And therefore they weren't short by Mahus. Therefore also the same thing, you could say in the lines of the Rush, that they had it in them all along. Okay, Tana, says the Braisa, what exactly did Rabbi Shmuel do to help these women become beautiful? Shein Toteves Haisala. She had an artificial tooth. And he gave, Rabbi Shmuel gave her a golden tooth. Oh, that made her beautiful. That was something chashuv. Some achronim say maybe this is a riot to Rashi against the Rabosav Shel Rashi. What are we talking about? Remember back, way back when, Shabbos Samachem at Aleph. Menachem must have done this with you. I think it was in the summer. Right, Shabbos Samachem at Aleph, where the Gemara says, are you allowed to go out without an Eruv with a artificial tooth in your mouth? So, the Gemara says, Shein Shel Zahav, Rebbe Matir V'Chachamim Osrim. A Shein Shel Zahav, Rebbe allows for the Chachamim Aser. But the Gemara says, Shein Shel Kesef, everybody agrees Mutter. why would you not be able to go out with a Shein Shel Zahav? Why is it Usur? Why is it Usur? So Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi quotes first. Why? Avol Shel Zahav, Mishune B'mara Mishar Shinayim. Right? So he says, it's different. It's different than the others. And that's why you can't go out with it, because you might be embarrassed and might come to take it off. That is Rabosav Shal Rashi. V'li Nireh, Rashi himself says, you know why? You can't go out with a Shein Shel Zahav, because it's so chashuv and beautiful. You might want to show it to somebody else in order to say, look what I have. I have a golden tooth. So, some achron, I saw b'shein the Marsha. It wasn't in the Marsha here or there, but it might be in Marsha somewhere, that maybe our Gemara is a right of Rashi. Because, right, golden tooth makes her beautiful. Doesn't make you not misbaze by it. So that is Rashi and the Rabosav Shal Rashi in Shabbos Samachay. Weiter. Kishach Rabbi Shmuel, Pasach Alei Husaftana, Hachi. When Rabbi Shmuel died, the Maspid said, Benos Yisrael should mourn. Rabbi Shmuel Bechena, Hamal Bishchen Vechulu. That's the Pasach, that continuation of the Pasach by Shaul. Period. Okay? Couple of stories till the end of the parak. Ahuda Amra Lala Debisu. Konim Shiat Nenesli. Achatam Timi Tavshilach Rabbi Yehudah Rabbi Shimon. Person says to his wife, you can't get any benefit from me unless you give some of your cooking to these two great rabbis. So it was a dvar bizayin to do this to these great gadoli adar. Why did he make such a nether? Maybe he wanted to make sure it tasted good. Either way, he says, I'm not tasting, you cannot get any benefit from me until these great gadoli adar taste your soup. Rabbi Yehuda tasted it. It was brought to him, he tasted it. Meaning he was moch on his kavod. Amr kavachomer. He said it's a kavachomer. Umala, so shalom benish l'ishto, amr tor shemi, if to create shalom between husband and wife. The Torah says that Hashem's name, Shenechta Bikdusha, that was written Bikdusha, Yimach Almayim Hama'arim, can get erased. You take the Shem Hashem, you put it into the Mesotik, and get erased. Bisafek, and it's only a Safek there, that the husband and the wife are going to get back together. Says the Shidim Kubetzes, if she really was Mizaneh, this Shem Hashem is not going to be erased because of Shalom, it's only Misafek, V'yani Alachas Kama V'kama, surely me, what, to be Mochel on my Kavod? That's nothing. So Rabbi Yehuda drinks, Rabbi Yehuda tastes from her food. There's a Yerushalmi also in Masechta Soto, a similar case where Rabbi Meir, there was a Tana that got angry at his wife, and he says, you could only come back to, not a Tana, a man got mad at his wife, you could only come back to me if you spit in Rabbi Meir's eye. And Rabbi Meir had Ruach HaKodesh, that's what happened. So all of a sudden he goes out to the Shuk and he says, I need some help, I have an Ayeg, I need some help. And the whole townspeople come out and Rabbi Meir says, I need somebody with a special type of saliva that could spit into my eye 7 times because it really hurts. And he picks that, oh, you, yeah, please come here. And he picks that woman and he allows her to pit 7 times and he goes over to the husband privately afterwards and he says, oh, you thought only once. For Shalom Bayis, I'll give it 7 times. You see Rabbi Meir also, for Shalom Bayis, allows this bizayin. Rabbi Shimon Lotam, Rabbi Shimon took the other approach. He said, no. Amar Yamusa kol b'nei almana, v'al yaza Shimon bimkomo. The children of the almana. So the Ron says he's talking about that husband. Yeah, this guy should die. What's he doing? The children of this guy should be an almana. Should be b'nei almana, because he should die, and Shimon's not leaving. Shimon, what do you mean Shimon's not leaving? The Ben Yoyada said he's in the base medrash. He's not allowed to eat in the base medrash. He's going to have to go out of the base medrash to take a bite. I'm not leaving. Right? Yoza Shimon Mimkomo. The ode. Kiechad lo lisragli lemindar. I'm going to do this. The husband's going to do this every week. The husband's going to do this every week. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, I'm not budging. Interesting. Along the way, it says, Shmi Shenechtav Bikdusha is an isser to erase, and therefore, that's the chiddush. The Rambam writes in Nuchas Yisodi HaTorah. Interesting chilek. If you have a Sefer Torah that's written by an apikaris, written by a non-believer, what's the halacha? The Rambam says there's no iser to destroy it. Just burn it. Has no kedusha. Unlike, interesting, based on Gemara's, a Sefer Torah written by a guy, written by a non-Jew, you have to bury. An apikaris' Torah is worse. Min Yisraeli, Shekhatav Sefer Torah, Sarfen Oso, in Maskar Shabbo, Bnei She'enu Ma'anim, Bekdushas Hashem, etc. Avo Goy Shekhatav Hashem, Goes in Oso. So Chiluk, the Rambam writes in Yisraeli Torah in Perak Vav, between an Apikaris' Torah and a Goy's Torah.
What's Pshat with
Rabbi Shimon's approach? Maybe I would think because of the Geder. That would override it in this case. Maybe I forgot to mention, the Rush says, why isn't this like Sota? By Sota, the husband's L'shem Shemayim. He thinks his wife might have been Mizaneh. Okay, maybe he should have been done in the first place, but he has some L'shem Shemayim. Here, the husband's just Stam. Stam Mevazel Talmid de Chachamim. Ahud Amar Lo Debizah Konim Shad, Iyat Anenis Liyat Shetaruki Babar Shem Gamliel. So you can't get any benefit from me until you spit it. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel asas v'rakach alavushe. She went and spit on his cloak. Is this enough of a bizayin? Because he only spit on your coat. Yes, it's enough. It's enough of a bizayin to spit on his coat. Very right. What's going on here with it? Again, these were, I guess, a little off the wall husbands, and it's teaching us just the godless of the Talmidei Chachamim who allow themselves for shalom bayis to be misbasa. Who you can't get any out from me until you show something nice. Mum here from the word ma'uma. Something nice for Bishwal Rabbi Yossi. The Ben Yoyad explains that the husband didn't think there was any positive quality about his wife. And therefore he's basically saying, it's a mekach tov. You go show something nice for Rabbi Yishmael. You go something nice for Rabbi Yishmael. So Amar Lahem. So she goes to Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael starts trying to figure it out. Shema Roshana, do you have a nice head? Amar Lasagalgal, sorry, it's too round. Shema Sara, no, you have nice hair. Doma Lanisi Pishta, no, it's like flax. Shema Neha, no, you have nice eyes. Teruto say, no, they're also too round. Shema Azna, no, you have nice ears. Kfulo say, no, they're too fat and they're doubled over. Shema Chotmanat, you have a nice nose. Blomha, you know, it's closed up. Shema Sipso Seha, what, he didn't see, by the way? Wasn't looking at her? He has to ask all these questions? Sorry, Chien. Maybe he wasn't. Shema Sipso, maybe he wasn't analyzing. That's what they analyze. Shema Sifso, say, oh no, maybe you have nice lips. Avos, they're too thick. Shema Tzavarana, you have a nice neck. Shakotu, no, it's too short. Shema Kresana, you have a nice stomach. Tzavahu, no, it's bloated. Shema Raglehanos, your legs. Rechavos Kishalavzo, no, they're like geese legs. Shema Shmanae, maybe you at least have a nice name. Lachluchis Shema. My name is Lachluchis. Right? Maluchluch, dirty. Amar Lahan, he says, oh. Yafek Karnas Alach Lucas. What a perfectly fitting name. Shimuch Lechas B'mumin V'sharya. And that's it. It's Mutter. What a beautiful fitting name, and therefore it's Mutter. The Ben Yoyad explains, because he was telling the husband, you have to check out the name. You marry somebody, you look at the ksuba, her name is Lach Lucas, you gotta ask. The name always reflects the person. So it's a perfectly fitting name. It's not a Mekatos, your fault. Take your wife back. Why didn't he ask about her personality? Good question. Maybe he knew what the husband's, you know, what the husband meant. If you knew what the husband meant, he meant these types. What about the name is also something not there.
Right.
Maybe the things that we look for in a marriage. Right, you don't look at her ears. Right, but in a chinami, I mean, also on about Aleph. What, you say it's focusing on the physical attributes. You look in every sefer about marriage, they say don't focus on that. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. But yeah, it's he found something. He found something anyway. He found her name. Okay, Vaitu. Ahu bar Bavel. Okay, we can spend a while on this story. You won't forget this story. Ahu bar Bavel, the Salgar of Israel. There was a man from Bavel who went out to Eretz Israel. Nothing of it, so they got married. Wonderful. The message of this story is, try to speak the same language as your wife. Marry somebody with a different dialectic, it can lead to problems. Armalah. So one was, the husband was from Bavel, she was from Eretz Israel. So there were some words that meant different things in the different languages. Armalah bishili li tre talfi. So cook for me two talfi. So there are two pshatim exactly what this means in the Mefarish. Let's go with the one that says that it meant he wanted her to cook ragle behema. Make me some steak. B'shili le tre talfi, and she cooked two lentils. Rasa chale, because talfi in Eretz Yisrael means a lentil. So he got angry. L'macha amala b'shili griva. B'shila, cook for me b'shili griva. Cook for me a griva, which is a big amount. B'shili griva, she could do a small amount. Amar law, so everything he says, she does something else. Amar law, zili isili tre butsini. Bring me two butsina. So butsina is like a gourd or a melon. We have that in Aramaic. Azlis fa isili tre shragan. She went and brought him two candlesticks. Right? Because butsina is also light. Two candlesticks. He wanted melon, and she brought candlesticks. Amar law, he says, zili tavi yasana resha de baba. Go out and break this on the head of the baba. What's baba? Baba kama. Let me see it, right? On the head of the gate. That's what he meant, from Bavel. So, she didn't know that. Have a Yosef, Baba Ben Buta, Baba, the Tana Baba Ben Buta was sitting outside, the Kadon Dina, and he was judging it in Torah. Ozlas, Vataras, Yon Aresha. So she goes over, bops him on the head, boom! She breaks the candlesticks on his head. Break it on Baba. That's Baba, right? Amalah, Mana Denavitz. Excuse me, what did you just do that? What was that for? Amralei, Kachsivani Bali, my husband told me to do it. What can I do? Omar, Ata, Sivritzon Bailech. Oh. You listen to your husband. Hamakom yotzi mimchash nebanim kabav ben buta. Oh, you know, you should be zocha to have two children like Baba ben buta. What's going on here? What's going on here? Above Ben Buta, that he doesn't get angry. So first of all, maybe this relates to the Sefer HaChinuch, put this on the list, Sefer HaChinuch about Nekama. In the Lo Sikam, where he explains, we're subjects, very important, Sefer HaChinuch, we are subjects and we are objects in life. We have Bechira Chafshis, we are subjects, but we are also objects. And when something happens to us, we have to know it's free from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he says it doesn't make sense to take Nekama. So if I get punched in the nose, so what was supposed to happen? He'll get punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a subject. But as an object, you have to take it. So Bava Ben Buta had that attitude. I'm not going to get angry at this woman. So she must have meant that I must have been made to be bopped on the head with these candlesticks. But there's a deeper thought. The Chassam Sofer, everybody quotes this Chassam Sofer, we'll end with this. Chassam Sofer writes in his last piece in this parak that Bava Ben Buta was the only Chacham that was left alive by Hurdus. Hurdus wiped out all the Chachamim, and Bava Ben Buta was the only one left. And later on, Hurdus decides, you know what, maybe this isn't the right thing I should be doing. He goes to Bava Ben Buta, what should I do? So Bava Ben Buta gives him the advice, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Right? All the Hurdus, all that he expanded and made the Beis HaMikdash beautiful. But it didn't bring down the Shekhinah, and it wasn't complete perfectly. Why? Because it was built Al Yidei Akum. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't pure totally. And the Torah, and he says, "Umiyom shenivda binyan hamafur." They heard this. Ha'eved nechlu b'shamay Beis Hillel. That's when machlokas started between Shammai and Hillel. The first machlokas started at that time period, and the Shekhinah didn't come down. So the Torah was lacking. The avoda was lacking. So Ben Ben Buta thought to himself when he got bopped on the head by these two candlesticks, "Why am I getting bopped on the head?" So he must have thought to himself, says the Chassam Sofer, that he's being faulted for the lack of the perfection of Torah and the lack of perfection of Avoda in the revamped Beis HaMikdash. So then maybe that's why he didn't get up so upset. And that's why he says, you know what, if I would have had somebody to talk it over with, there was no other Chachamim, I was the only one left. If I would have had a Chavrusa to talk a little bit about with, so then maybe I would have come to the right conclusion. So that's why he says you should have two kids like Bava Ben Buta, not just one, because they should at least be able to talk it over and schmooze with each other and come to the correct point. Okay? But we also learned the message of everybody should listen to their spouses, but try to make sure you understand what they're talking about. Okay, we'll stop here.